boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Kind of looked like an absolute idiot while eating my lunch today.
I was gonna say, what's new? What do you mean?
You're like, I literally watch you eat lunch every single day. It's literally like being at the zoo.
You said it.
Okay, I am not feeling the best, so I wanted to get spicy ramen. Oh God, it's one of my favorite things.
I love it.
You actually got me on it.
I put you on. It is the best.
I don't know if I've ever told you that, but I noticed about 2 to 3 bites into it, it was splattering everywhere because the noodles, they dangle, you know, and so they were spitting. And I'm wearing the cutest white sweatshirt, and I am not about to have yellow spits of ramen juice all over this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make a homemade bib.
Mm-hmm.
I took pretty much an entire roll of, no, that's dramatic, a big chunk of a roll of toilet paper.
No, paper towels.
Paper towels. I'm not feeling the best, okay? Bear with me. And I made my own bib. Where is like McDonald's when you need it? Remember the bibs you used to get back in the, you never got one of those?
A McDonald's bib?
Yeah, it would have all the characters.
What?
Like the purple guy and
Grimace?
Yes.
This is before my time, or maybe I was an actual child.
I bet you they still give out bibs. You would get a crown from Burger King,
yeah,
and a bib from McDonald's.
Okay, I'm down to like make bibs cool for adults.
Yes.
You know, I always get very jealous of my nephew who has like one of those like silicone.
And it's a holder.
A shelf bib that, you know, if something falls out his mouth that he can just reach into the shelf. I'm like, I could use that. You know, I do be missing my mouth sometimes.
And it goes right into your boob crack. So you know what?
I guess. What's the difference?
Instead of going there, it goes into the bib crack.
Shark Tank, if you're out there and you're listening, this is our pitch for bib cracks.
I think they're calling. I think that's what I see calling right now. Oh, wait, that might be a robocall.
Yeah, good try.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think everybody's had that feeling of like, oh, I'm just undiscovered star. What am I doing working my normal 9-to-5 life?
Yes, that's literally what I thought when I woke up this morning.
Well, that's kind of led to the current TikTok trend.
Not really. I actually wanted to be a singer, though, in all seriousness.
Oh, yeah.
You know this story. I wanted to run away, go on American Idol, and become a singer. Then I shortly realized I suck, so... At singing. I suck at singing. Not in everything in life.
The current TikTok trend is actually really just about that. It's groups of people on like their lunch break in a conference room. And the caption is always, seeing if we have a hidden talent so we don't have to go back to our desks after lunch. And it is a group of people sitting in front of the camera with the song Sam Smith's Stay With Me. And they do a little karaoke moment.
This would not be an easy song.
That's the point.
Okay.
To see if they have any singing talent to be discovered.
Because I was going to say, there's some high notes in this.
Oh, the range is there.
Right here.
Yeah,
I don't think you want me to sing that right now.
Well, and you know what? Most people on TikTok also shouldn't be singing it, to be honest. And what's killing me is that there's brands and stuff commenting saying like, yeah, we'll recoup after lunch. Like, I'm going to need to see you after this because we need to meet about said talents.
I think you would sing better than I would.
I don't want to find out, to be honest, for my sake and yours.
Okay, out of everybody here, out of all the jocks who are on weekdays, Monday through Friday, who do you think would maybe have a hidden talent of singing? I have one in mind. It's Claire.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe Claire.
That's who I think might have a hidden talent. Maybe Jaden. I guess I've never heard her sing either.
I could see either
maybe
of Jaden those.
Secretly. Maybe she's our secret talent. One of those two. I'm watching them.
We got to catch them on lunch one of these days and get them singing Sam Smith.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I got a Oura Ring like a month ago, really because I wanted to tell me when something was wrong with my body.
Mm-hmm.
I see it happen on TikTok a lot, and I'm one of those people that I always think there's something wrong. And so then I go to Google, and Google always tells me I'm dying every single time.
So why not wear something that's going to do the exact same thing?
Yes, exactly. There's something wrong with my head. I get it, okay?
Mm.
Well, I had on Monday and on Tuesday, both days, my Oura Ring telling me that my biometrics were off, and it was showing minor strains in my body, and to be aware that something could be happening. Now, I think I've told you this before, that I've had this warning before, but never back-to-back 2 days in a row.
Mm.
And I'm like, I remember telling you yesterday about it off the air, and I'm like, girl, I don't really feel like anything's happening. I'm like, but maybe it predicted that I got a sunburn at the Renaissance Festival over the weekend. That'd be kind of cool. No, it predicted that I got hit by a bus today. Not really.
Not actually.
Just like, I feel like I did. My body is aching all over. I don't feel good. I feel like I got like a head cold of some sort. I'm like, I think my Oura Ring predicted this. What?
Did it? You know when I'm guilty of it too. When someone in your family is like, oh, I was sick the last time you were ever at my house. And then immediately you're like, oh my God, I do think that I have a little bit of a cold sweat. I could be getting sick. And then you kind of talk yourself into being sick.
So you think I just talked? Oh, I wish I didn't talk
to
myself.
I don't know. I have done that before where you're like, oh, I'm probably going to get sick soon because it's been a while. Or, oh, I wish I could get sick for a day off work. And then a couple days later, you're like, oh, crap.
I actually did.
I talked myself into it. So
no,
maybe
that stuff really does happen.
Maybe you looked at your biometrics too long.
And then it freaked my body out.
And then your body's like, catch this one. I need to have a bragging moment.
I'm here for this.
I found something that I'm better at the gym than my boyfriend Curly.
Tell me, because I need to take notes.
Well, because you know me, I am the first one to say I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know how to come up with a workout on my own. He has, you know, I've used this use loosely, been like personal training me.
Yeah. Same with mine. Yeah.
With equipment and stuff because I don't know how to use it.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it cardio related?
No.
Because I would think that you're better at cardio.
Oh, maybe if I was in good shape, but I'm not. No, he's way better.
Is it weightlifting of some sort?
No, because he's strong. I mean, he's stronger. He knows everything about all of the equipment more than I do. He has better stamina because he can just run after like six months of sitting on the couch. But I found the one thing finally, because he's very athletic, and I would like to think I kind of am, but not as athletic as him. He goes, how long do you think you can hold a plank for? And I go, I don't know. Like, I feel like one thing that I am good at is abs. I have a pretty strong core from growing up a dancer, I feel. And he goes, do you want to do a 5-minute plank challenge? And I'm like, well, what, you want to hold a plank for 5 minutes? That's a little crazy. He's like, no, you like start on your elbows for a minute, and then you go to one side for a minute, and then you switch to the other side for a minute. You go back to your elbows for a minute, and then you go up on your hands for a minute. And I'm like, sure.
That one I could, because I could do a regular plank for a minute, but I guess I've never thought about, you know, switching it up.
It's supposed to be all consecutively, but he's like, why don't we just try it? So I'm like, sure, okay, I'll see what I can do. I killed it. There's one thing I can do, and that is I can plank for a really long time. And that poor guy was down bad. He was getting down on his knees, like, sweat dripping from his forehead, and he's looking over at me like, why aren't you suffering?
And you're like, I do this every day.
I'm looking at him. I'm like rocking my knees back and forth. I'm like, you know what? This kind of feels good. And I think it sort of upset him because I sort of played him being like, I don't know how long it can hold a plank.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just whipped out 5 minutes.
Let's see how your abs feel tomorrow when I make you laugh.
I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Oh, I'll just wait. I'm gonna be so funny tomorrow on the radio. We're just going to do jokes all day long. Just because I want
to. So my abs hurt.
Yeah, because you ever do an ab workout and then laugh the next day? God, it's awful. Welcome to the jokes show tomorrow. Wait, that's every day for us.
Welcome to the show.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know, it's actually quite shocking how green the grass is still out front.
Mm-hmm.
Normally at the time, it's like dead. which brings me back to, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, we were talking about our lawns. It's mowed out here at the radio station. Have you mowed yours?
And I told you 2 weeks ago it was up to my knees. And I was just waiting to get fined. I don't want to tell you where I live. Everybody knows where I live, but I don't want to tell you because I don't want them to come find me. It is, in fact, still not mowed. How's yours?
Still not mowed.
Still to the knees, too, probably?
You know what? There's spots.
Like the weeds are.
The weeds are to the knees.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell you where she lives, too, because please don't find us. We can't afford it.
No, I had a jump scare. I had like a church advertisement stuck on my front door handle, and I'm like, it's happening. They got me. I got fined.
They found me. Well, it wasn't hard to find.
Yeah, don't come looking because I don't know when it's going to get done.
Neither do I. It was supposed to be done yesterday. Did not happen. Definitely not getting done today. Maybe tomorrow.
I'm just hoping that it gets cold and it all dies and then it falls off.
Please. I don't even know what to think of my bracket because, well, we're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars. And if you don't want a spoiler, turn the radio just a little bit down.
Yeah, we'll be right back after these spoilers.
Because spoiler is, no one got eliminated last night. So what happens to my bracket?
Well, I don't think anything. And honestly, thank God. Because after some of those performances, that would have been foul to
Was anyone thinking that during the whole night? You were like, oh my God, if they eliminate, you know,
daughters and mothers and these influential
like
people
Jordan
in their life.
Jordan got eliminated and she just dedicated to her dad and I'm sobbing over here and I'm like, oh my God, I love my dad. Like, you know, I'm just like, this would be awful.
I feel like we should have seen it coming, though. Like, it would have been kind of cold-hearted. As much as they love the drama stuff, like the, you had an emotional, what, like with your dad, like, you're done, you got out of here.
Yeah,
like, it's
good
just
run.
A little bit too cold-hearted for
that would be brutal.
Network TV.
But. I do wonder if that means double elimination next week. Maybe.
Oh, I have a feeling. I have a gut feeling.
For Wicked?
I have a gut feeling. Alex Earl was one of them that I felt did really, really well. She's just impressing me every single week.
So good.
Uh-huh.
So natural. Now let's talk about what you guys almost spoiled for me.
I cried. Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. But
we're talking about Robert Irwin.
It was. I knew that was going to be the tearjerker of the
night. Here's the thing is I didn't really. His dad passed away so many years ago that I don't really know his dad as much as I probably should because I was young, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't even about the about his dad. It was more about you could still see how much pain Robert is still in. After all these years, that was what honestly just, I was like, I'm gone. I'm crying.
When they panned him and the music starts, he was already crying. And I'm like, oh God, this is going to be one of those. It's hard to get through.
Uh-huh.
I don't envy the judges either for that. Like, I mean, how do they, even with Robert Irwin's, like the judges were crying. Like everybody was crying. Yep. But like for all those stories, like, I mean, how do you judge? And what was it? Carrie Ann got booed for one of them.
Because she's like, that was heartwarming.
But
the frame,
your dancing was terrible.
You got to hold the frame.
I don't know how you can not judge, like not give everybody nines and tens, but like I don't know how you could legit judge the dancing when it's more about like the story and stuff. You know?
I will say I did like the guest judge this week.
Boom Carrie Ann.
Boom Carrie Ann or someone, actually Derek Hough, because I can't stand that man, respectfully, and I say
hot
that respectfully.
Cool.
I loved this news judge. It felt like for the first time we were getting actual feedback.
Mm.
Like she was telling them how to fix things.
Mm.
And I think everybody wants to learn, even though we're never going to do ballroom dancing as normies. I wanted to learn.
Hey, you don't know what
especially
I do in
not
my kitchen.
not the guy who's kind of forced into doing this segment each week. I ain't doing ballroom dancing. So.
I've been practicing my whisk. Do you guys want to learn?
She's like, and I learned so much from
I'll
that
pass.
Judge.
I did.
We were just talking about, honestly, how last night went with Dancing with the Stars, what kind of wowed us, what shocked us, what made us cry, all those fun things. Now, this is not a spoiler, I don't think, so I think you're fine keeping your radio on. But something that kind of is really making us scratch our head is, why is Andy still around? Love him to death, but why is he still around?
He has become America's sweetheart.
I
don't think anybody thought he would take it seriously as the comedian of the group, but every week he's just like, I just want to stay, you guys, I'm trying. But is he really getting better?
Not really.
Debatable.
Yeah. Well, and I told you last week that I felt like he knows how to pull at the heartstrings to get more votes. He just says the right things, and you're like, well, crap, I got to give him 10 votes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I found something on TikTok, and I've been meaning to tell you guys. I think I know why he's been sticking around. There is a whole flock of girls that are in love with Andy, and they're our age, Taylor, and they are like trying so hard to keep Andy. Now, I don't know if it's a joke or if it's all seriousness, but I was watching a video of these girls freaking out that Andy got to stay. It was like a recording of them staying. Of them watching Andy getting to stay. And then I was reading the comments and they're like, girls, we did it. We saved him. And it was just hundreds of girls. And I'm like, dude, what do we... Like, it
was
like
the hots for him, or they just think he's adorable?
I don't know, Taylor. We've got to figure it out.
I'm really confused. I mean, look, I come from the sports world, and if your results don't meet like what... If your results don't improve...
Yeah, then
right.
You
like
don't
you're
keep
gonna
winning.
Get eliminated, but he keeps sticking around. Whether it's because he just drops like inspirational quotes, or even if there was an elimination, like you can't, you feel terrible kicking him out.
So I don't know what it is. It's almost like a Swifty thing, and that's a nice thing to say, because the Swifties can do. They have a lot of power.
I am scared of them.
I am too. And I felt like it was like that, but for Andy. And I'm like, what do you guys? Why?
You know what? I did see, now that you say that, people have T-shirts, like thirst trap T-shirts with
of
his
Andy?
Face all over it, and him in his little sweatbands.
So we're into him.
So maybe people have the hots for him, and we just haven't gotten on the bandwagon yet.
Well, maybe I need to start getting on the hots for him.
I need to look at him a little differently now.
Spencer, you might need to start looking at him differently, too.
I don't know about that.
You're keeping an eye on the window, right?
Who's after us?
Well, I'm mostly just worried about opening my mouth and getting myself in trouble with the bosses. So I just want to make sure they're still in the building. They haven't left, and they're not in their car listening to the radio right now. Why are you looking
What
at
are we
me?
Hiding?
You're fine. You are fine. It's me who's going to get her butt in trouble, because I almost made one of the biggest office mistakes today.
Which is what? Because, you know, I wouldn't necessarily consider our job real, like, office work most of the time.
Well,
what are you doing?
I almost screwed up printing today, and it would have cost us hundreds of dollars.
My biggest fear.
So I helped the street. Our street team go out to different events. They set up equipment, hang out with you, and give you swag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. But I tell them where they're going, and I give them an equipment list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was printing the equipment list. My finger slipped, and I was only going to print 10 of them. My finger slipped, and a 7 went right before the 10. And I almost didn't notice and about hit go on it and printed 710 equipment checklists. And I do not need that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I could have cost us hundreds of dollars. That's a lot of
paper.
But
you caught it?
I caught it literally just in time. But I'm telling you, my heart went to my booty.
I've been there.
Why? What'd you print that was so much?
I
was like, can I stop a printer? I don't know.
Oh, I know I've done it before. I can't even tell you what it was, but it was probably some huge document that had way more pages than I need to. And I was like, send it. And then you have to run to the printer and hit like, stop, cancel, cancel, cancel. And I've already like, you know, gone through half a ream of paper. I have a lot of fear around printing, so I'm glad I was not here for this.
Oh, yeah, because it would have been worse if you were here. You probably would have screamed while you watched me almost print 710.
My solution is to just yank the paper, and then I jam it, and then I get scared.
That's a horrible idea. If anyone's costing the company hundreds of dollars, it's you.
That's why I'm not allowed to print things.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The Bachelor series is getting a makeover.
What?
Well, I feel like in multiple ways. They took some time off the actual Bachelor series and are coming back with Miss Taylor Frankie Paul.
I cannot freaking wait.
Of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. We don't have a date for that, though.
I know, and they need to hurry it up.
I'm assuming next year, early next year. But in the meantime, the Bachelor Mansion is also getting a facelift.
What?
There's a new TV show with HGTV. Okay,
now we're talking.
That is going to be centered all around renovating the iconic Bachelor Mansion.
Is this the first? Okay, you have been a Bachelor girly pop longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if it's ever gotten a facelift makeover?
So what I know about the Bachelor Mansion is not a lot. Because I think it's 10, 15, less than 20 years old, but it's been used for a long time, except for during the COVID season. They did not use it. What I know is that they will repaint it for every season, depending on if it's a male or female lead. So, yeah, there's like at least 40 coats of paint on the walls because they want to match the vibe.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's so weird. They just paint over it to match.
Get a new mansion.
I know. Well, and you would think, like, why does the wall color matter?
Neutral.
I don't know.
Why does it matter?
And I think that's what they do. Yeah, that's all I really know about it.
Do you
know when
this is happening?
So it's airing in 2026. I don't know if it's going to be on at the same time as The Bachelorette, Taylor, Frankie, Paul, or not. But it's hosted by Jesse Palmer.
Okay.
So he's going to be a busy boy. He's going to be a busy man. They're putting him to work after that little break. And then it's going to be judged. Yes, it will be a judged series by two Bachelor alum, Tayshia Adams, who I think got a little stab at hosting the Bachelor show and it didn't work out. And then Tyler Cameron. They're the judges who will be judging 12 other former Bachelor Nation contestants as they compete to give the mansion a full makeover in 6 episodes. One winner gets bragging rights and $100,000.
Are these just random people that we just picked, or do they have like any interior designer background?
They all
modeling. I don't know anything about that kind of
they
thing.
All have like in their own social media, because a lot of them are social media people now, are either like home flippers or renovators. Oh. Or
so they know what they're doing.
Even Tyler Cameron, one of the judges, has like a construction business, so they have some a little something. They're not going in and like handing them a hammer and saying go to town taking walls down.
I feel this is going to be the cheesiest, stupidest, and hot messest episode show ever, and I am here for it.
Can I there's a lot of people I don't recognize because again I only have watched it a couple years. I'm most excited Joan from The Golden Bachelor. She was the first Golden Bachelorette. I'm rooting for Joan.
She's in it.
Yeah, she's the only Golden Bachelor contestant. I'm rooting for her. I think she's going to win.
I'm actually into this. The whole show.
Are you into it for the renovation, or are you into it because you hope people fall in love while they're like drilling stuff into the ceiling?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. No,
shouldn't have said anything at all. I shouldn't have said anything at all.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I had to clarify in our group chat today between you, me, and Spencer from 1600 ESPN. It's not my birthday.
As if you would ever let anyone forget that your birthday's coming up.
That's true. It's not till February. Please save the date.
Right.
But I had also texted you guys and said, I'm on my way to work and I'm bringing a treat like you would for your birthday in school. And then I was like, well, wait, to clarify, it's also not my birthday, just so you guys don't think anything. But I brought a treat.
You did, which I feel should be a more regular thing.
But it's like, do you remember what we used to do as a kid? I don't know if your school was like mine, but you would get like an ice cream bucket. Remember the bit? Is it Blue Bunny?
Yeah.
You would get sit home with a Blue Bunny bucket and it would be with a note basically saying like, if it's your birthday, please bring the treats in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaking loved that. And I did not have a Blue Bunny bucket, but I did bring some Ghirardelli like chocolate chip cookies.
Boosh.
You didn't know they were Ghirardelli? Girl, I only think highly of you guys.
Oh, you mean today? I thought you meant in elementary school. I'm like, dude, that's bougie. You did that?
Oh, no. I did that today. Do you want to know what I did in elementary?
Yeah, sure.
The complete opposite. My favorite snack was the graham crackers with frosting. Heck yeah. Tell me that wasn't baller back then.
Oh, I can't even trash on that because that is a classic treat. Can I tell you what we did in my elementary school?
I don't know that you passed elementary at that point.
Some people would bring treats, but I was in, at my elementary school, we had like a separate program that I was in called Cornerstone, RIP. I don't think it exists anymore. But you would get out of class and it was called cake baking. So my birthday's in March.
No, you did not.
So if your birthday was in March, you would get to go to the school cafeteria and bake cakes with everybody else that had March birthdays. And then you would bring it back to the Cornerstone hallway and everybody would get to eat cake. It was so sick.
No. Now you completely just, I can't say the word, but you just made me so mad.
Hi.
Anamosa.
Yeah.
You're doing it right.
Oh, I thought you were about to dog on it because I'm like, you know what? We
no.
Those of us who
I'm
went to
dogging on Vinton Shelsberg
are very, very sensitive to this. It was the best thing ever. So we got cake every month. It was awesome.
No wonder she loves cake so
Dude,
much. I now
it was
understand
great.
Why. No, my school needs to. I don't know if they do it now, but back in the day, we were not doing that. We got the blue bunny bucket, and it was figure it out, kids.
Full of graham crackers and frosting. I don't know what's happening to me. I need someone to help me remember that I got an anniversary coming up. And I know a lot of times it's the guys that get the hard time about, like, well, is he going to even remember that our special day is coming up? It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. Maybe I'm a dude. I don't know. I knew this was coming up, my boyfriend Curly and I's anniversary this month. And I've even been thinking about, like, different gift ideas, or do we go in on something together and buy something? But last night we were making dinner and he nonchalantly goes, so I was thinking next weekend we could go on a little date, go out to dinner on Saturday night. And I was like, sweet, what's the occasion? And he goes, well, our anniversary's on Sunday, so I was thinking maybe we could have a nice dinner. And I go, oh my God. I know it's coming up. Mm-hmm. I cannot seem to remember. So I don't know what I need to do in the meantime so that I don't. That's not nice. If that happened to me, I would give me the silent treatment.
Let's get down to business. I'd like to put an offer.
What's going on? Did I hire legal representation?
Kind of.
Okay.
We all know that I am. I'll just say it. I'm the most detail-oriented person in this company.
Mm-hmm.
I am crazy detailed. I am terrified of missing anything. That's why I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You should see my Outlook calendar. I have reminders for the reminders for said reminders.
It's scary.
And if you think I'm joking, hack my email.
Don't.
You'll
it's
get sick.
It's really a scary place.
So what I'm saying is, I won't charge you. So, shockingly enough, I normally do. For you, I'm not going to, but I will charge some dinner rolls or, I don't know, dessert. Wherever you guys are going on your anniversary, just bring me back something for the next day. That's all I ask. But I will help remind you because, again, I have reminders for reminders for reminders.
Oh.
That's no joke in my Outlook calendar that I will remember your anniversary for you and keep a reminder going. I'll have a reminder to follow up to make sure you've gotten a gift, a card, and that you remember you have a date night that night and that you should get dressed. Things like that. Girl, I got you. Just get me some rolls.
I mean, this is the easiest deal ever.
This is so easy.
All for some rolls?
Well, yeah, because this is my dream. I love being so organized. I feel like I win, actually. I feel like you lose, I win.
Okay. I mean, I can't turn down your dream opportunity.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Today it is National Be Bald and Be Free Day. There she is.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Taylor. And you know what? I find it very attractive. That's why I'm dating a baldy.
Okay. I'm not going to question you.
So we're celebrating with tonight's trivia question. About 25% of men with male patterned baldness begin losing hair before what age? What is it?
I feel like, are you trying to scare people?
Oh, yeah. Crap. I didn't even think about that.
One thing that I feel like I have learned is guys are kind of scared of going bald.
Why, dude? It's so hot. I do. I think it is.
I don't know. I would probably be scared too.
There was somebody in my high school that was so afraid. They, like, it ran in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had their hair long.
Yeah.
Because they were like, if I keep it long, maybe it won't happen.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Nothing to be ashamed. That's why we got a day for it. National Be Bald and Be Free Day. Yeah. Heck yeah. About 25% of men with male pattern baldness begin losing hair before what age? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
What I think is so cool is that we got a holiday for literally everything.
Oh, yeah.
Except for we discovered there was no National Walk Your Cat Day. And so that's why we created our own.
Pretty unbelievable.
I know. But today's one, National Be Bald and Be Free Day. Yeah.
As you should.
Yes. So tonight's trivia question has to do with that. About 25% of men with male pattern baldness begin losing hair before what age? What is it?
Nobody panic.
Well, when you say it like that, we're going to panic.
It's okay.
We're going to panic.
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3491 said 30 years old.
I was just trying to think of, like, when do we stop puberty? When do your... Isn't there an age that, like, you stop growing brain cells or something?
Yeah,
like
I think it's 25.
Okay, okay.
Or 27 or 25, okay. I don't know.
Well, then maybe...
I don't know if I've hit that point. Clearly.
I was just trying to think of maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. That was a dumb guess, but that was just mine.
I feel, you know, we have midlife crises when we get, like, wrinkles and things. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's maybe the guy equivalent of, like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm losing my hairline.
Yes.
I'm 30. Ah, you know?
Was that you this weekend?
No. I got a little time.
It was very like she had a panic attack this weekend or something.
Got a little time.
8753 said 18. That's low, I thought.
Dang.
But again, you're getting mature. Maybe puberty stopping. I don't even know nothing about puberty, dude. Did I ever hit it?
I don't. Do we have to talk about it right now? I don't know.
It's like that's a conversation with your parents.
That's a you thing. 4224 said 25 years old.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah,
you can rent a car at that age.
You can also lose your hair.
The math is mathing.
I suppose it makes sense.
It does. It really does. Tonight's trivia question: about 25% of men with male pattern baldness begin losing hair before what age? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in like 3 minutes.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Today is National Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So tonight's trivia question. About 25% of men with male patterned baldness begin losing their hair before what age? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
This is crazy because I think this age is so young. Before the age of 21, 25% of men with male patterned baldness begin losing their hair before the age of 21. Mm. And I got that from the American Baldness Association. I didn't know it was
official.
It's official. I had no idea that was a thing. But yeah, that's crazy that it's before 21. I would have thought higher, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Can I be honest? It's not really something I notice, you know?
No, because we find it hot.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like
it's... receding hairline?
It's something... Yum. My boyfriend, Curly, especially, he's like, oh my God, what about my hair? It runs in the face.
Does it?
Because I don't know. It depends who you ask. Like, is it on the mom's side? I feel like he always says it's on your mom's side. Like, what your mom's dad looks... I don't know. Like, your grandpa on your mom's side. That will determine it.
Can I tell you a funny story? So my boyfriend neighbor man is bald.
Mm.
Well, he chooses to shave his hair because he had receding hairline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there was somebody in his family who was bald, and he would make fun of it as a kid.
Karma.
It was a kid, yes, and would take his hat. And he goes, it's because I put that hat on that's what happened to me. He thinks
like a cootie? he thinks it's like cooties?
No, he's just like karma, you know? It's exactly what you said. Karma came back around and was like, oh, you're going to make fun of this as a kid. Guess what's going to happen when you're an adult?
I suppose he deserved it then.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.